Okay, gentlemen. Financial report. You're all interested in that, SMI. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. It's always a fascinating thing to watch the income and what God is doing to us. He's been good to us as we continue in the faith that we started our spiritual lives with, and United started, and the rebirth in some ways of United recently. God's giving us the resources to do the job that we need to do, and our spiritual growth this year, even though it's been an emotionally traumatic year in some ways, He's given us financial blessings. We finished 5 months of the fiscal year so far, and running about 5% to 8% above what we expected, even a little higher as of today from the standpoint we thought we'd be negative. I will frankly be really glad when our positives are lower negatives. Our positives are positives instead of lower negatives than we predicted. So that'll start coming about in a few more months, and because we'll get a new base year at that point. Again, like Vic said, we've hired a number of replacements in the field. I got a one sentence out of line there. The costs for those replacements obviously will be a full year next year instead of a partial year. So that will increase our cost as we prepare next year's budget and put those things in there. But we have to fill those holes. God expects us to take care of His people and take care of Him. And like I said in the GC, we take care of Him first, He'll take care of us. And I think that's the philosophy and feeling of everyone in this room. And we'll keep that philosophy as we go along. We had the audit. Normally we pass out the audit statement, actually, at this meeting because we did it in August, but because of the feast and the turmoil, all the entries weren't in, and so it would have cost more and taken them more time to do it. So we did it right after the feast, and we could have pushed it 1 month. That put us into the feast. So Clark Schaefer and Hackett came here. We expect to have the final audit next week or two for the 2010-2011 year. It was interesting. The lead auditor on the ground here in the building, he, looking at the numbers, obviously they couldn't ignore, several million dollars in dropped income, half to two thirds of your paid ministry or personnel altogether moving. But he was surprised at how well we had done. He hadn't seen another organization that didn't really have to cut the belt and do this and look at drastic majors to keep going, and for us, God seemed to make us thrive in it more than that. And he was coming. He'd never seen any of the church or anyone do something like that. And so there'll be a lot of footnotes though because of the explaining of a loss in income, because that's just what they do. The audit reports basically are to prove whether you're a going concern, and with that kind of drop, they got to show that yes, we're a going concern and we're still on the way up, which we are, and that will show up in the audit report, which I'll mail out to you when they come in. Faithline update. I used to hate lawyers' calls, but now when I get one, they tell me that someone's leaving us money. I'm more appreciative of them. That's one of the few things that they do that I like. But we had another $96,000 donated, which we should receive soon. And again, it's a cash position, not a building or something they have to sell or whatever. So appreciate that. The property in Denton, Texas. I got a call from Fred Deal, our agent, last week again, and there's not a lot of movement for properties like that. They are using up some of the inventory in the area. There's a lot more people looking at it, but they're still offering a lot less than it's worth. We had another break-in on the little house that's on there. We've had about three or four break-ins, and each time they steal something. Actually, the house is a liability, and I figure after a few more break-ins, there won't be anything left to steal, and it'll be gone. Our dismantling by theft of the building will probably happen. They started out with the air conditioner, and then went to the water coolers and the copper, and they worked on the wiring. I mean, before long, when the studs are gone and everything, they'll just be a slab. Probably be easier to sell without the building. But we did have another break in there. Again, our asking price on the thing is higher than we paid for it. Some people I've heard written and said, well, we knew it was a great buy because we're asking more than we paid for it. And as was explained a couple of years ago to the council then and now, we're asking more because everybody's offering half or less if you do get an offer. And we're not going to accept $500,000 or $700,000. We're going to want, and so we're raising it up so you got negotiation room. That's all the price means. There may be a time when the market is cleared off that we want to lower the price and then relist, newly lowered types thing. But and the property, God may be holding us for to make lemonade. We may need that at some point where something happens and God will allow it to sell at that point. But in the meantime, it remains in the books. It's a nice asset. The Walmarts and the buildings are still going on. It's still that corridor is growing somewhat, but they're not buying big properties and starting new housing at this point. Although a lot of people are moving to Texas, it is using up inventory. When the inventory is done, chances are they'll build. At that time, we hope that the price will rise and we'll be able to sell it and use the money to what God wants us to do.
Aaron, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Back just quick, sure. What was the Walmart factor in this? Walmart, they built it.
They were already building. They finished it. The key is Walmart, McDonald's, all those, they do studies of where population growth is going before they build. So I've told people in investing, I said, if you don't know where to invest, if you can find out when they put a sign up initially, Walmart coming here, McDonald's coming here, if you buy in that area, you can pretty much count on 10% appreciation, you know, because they do the studies where the people are going, and obviously it's supply and demand. If people are going there, more demand, prices go up. So that sign is a good sign. It's just that the economy itself has slowed that process in the Denton area. Again, asset recovery, we're still pursuing assets in the various countries. I put that on the blog. Some people are concerned that we aren't following Scripture, and if man asks for your coat, give him your coat, give him your cloak also, give him this. And on a corporate level, it's a different situation. Also on a legal level, it's different when you're dealing with things that have been done in other countries that you don't want to take ownership of, any misdeeds. But the assets of the church are those that are for use of the church, and we apply all the biblical principles and also our legal and fiduciary duties in trying to get those things returned. And, hopefully it'll happen peacefully and quietly, but in some cases, you have to do what you have to do. Well, we don't bear any ill will toward anyone, but again, if I borrow something from someone, I expect to have them give it back just as I expect to give back what I take from someone else. Healthcare expenses, God has blessed us with an incredibly reduced amount of healthcare this year, thankfully, because I've been praying about that ever since we put that in the budget. We put it in the budget well under what our costs had been prior. If you look at the back page, just for example, you can look at that. Just flip the whole thing over, the very back page on the Xerox. The two charts there, the box up above is 2000 and is last year, and the April, July, August, September, October is this year. And so you can see up to October of last year, we had spent $624,000 in claims. And this year through October, we've only done $218,000. We're always about 2 or 3 months behind. I can't come up to November, December. But I keep praying for everybody's health, all the members, ministry people, because that's one we can't control. So when I joked before the last council meeting that my policy is no one gets sick, I'm still praying for that. And that's been good, and I pray that continues. But very encouraging to me to see that. And a lot of it, we've got reduced stress from the conflict we had, but we have some increased stress because the workload's a little heavier for those who are still here. But I think I can work a lot better under stress without conflict than I can with less work and conflict. So I think that may be part of it as well as God's blessing. And so our claims, hopefully the lower experience this year will carry on and we can get better bids and better things, because that was what was hurting us, is we had 2 or 3 really high years of claims and it was killing us for bids on insurance or anything. Moving policy, I mentioned a few people, our policy that's there that if you have to transfer, that we pay up to 3 months of duplicate payments while you make the change. In this economy, 3 months is difficult. Also, there's a lot of things that are going on in the different housing markets where people are going that change what's best for the church and for the individual. And so I'm trying to mix and match win-win scenarios for people, such as places where housing has gone down so much, it's so much cheaper to buy than just to rent. Actually helping, instead of paying a huge premium to let them rent, doing something to help them buy, and then not having to give them the extra money for cost of living area to the same extent. In one case, you're looking at giving $1,000 because of the high cost of living area, yet if they can buy a house, they can save $500-$600 a month on the payment. To me, I'd rather give them enough down payment to buy the house, and we'll get it back within 2.5 years, and then for the next 8-10 years they're there, we'll be making money on that. So So again, I'm trying to look at win-win scenarios to help people go through. And plus, like some come to the home office, so they don't have to rent someplace and then buy later and move twice. I've moved twice now, and it's not fun. All of you have moved in the past. So again, as we look at that, obviously we're going to help everyone we can, but we've got to look at how we do that now in a better way. And so I'm looking at the various deals and things that we can help people out with in whatever location they're at. So that's something. The policy, again, is there. We will help people. The policy I've been using in the past, I found things that were done. People were paid up to a year, 2 years even sometimes, which it wasn't nearly always fairly implemented, I don't think, either. So, again, I want to be equitable to everyone, but there's no cookie-cut pattern right now that fits every case. Depends on the city you're moving to, the area, the economy, the housing market. So, again, I'm trying to work with everyone to make that as palatable. And, you know, I can deal with the win and we break even. I can deal with us winning and them breaking even. I don't want to deal with lose-lose, and I don't want to deal with the win-lose. And so we'll make it as good as we can for everyone. Budget for the next fiscal year, when we finish December, we can start comparing numbers more accurately than the previous years. We'll also have enough data to project expenses better. We'll always need to rely on God for his blessings, without which none of this works. And our money comes from him, and we're still here. It wasn't our great management or the council's great wisdom that made us survive. It was God's blessing and his spirit and his people. And we have to realize it's them, him and not us. And again, I thank the council administration for their encouragement and support. Next page, I've got income and expenses. I just laid them out there. I laid them out. Rather than give all the individual departments, I basically took the budget that was in the book here, the main one, because I know we're short of time in this meeting to do things. But this was what was published. And I took that and ran it on these two pages, the budget. We're 42% of the way through the year, 5 months out of 12. And so on the right side of Category 1, the income side, I took 42% of the budgeted year. And you can see we're doing a little better than we thought in some areas.
What page are you on, Aaron?
I'm on the categories of the income, right after the report, first slide.
Oh, it's in the other report. Okay.
You're front page, right, Aaron?
Yeah. Category 1 income, Category 2, and Category 3. So I just put those on there for you so you can see the total budget that we had listed there, the actual revenue we have, and then at 42% where you would be. Our income is not evenly spaced by month. You know, December is always bigger. Certain months are higher than others, so it's not an exactly accurate picture of where we are. But it does give you an idea, rough idea, of where we would be at 42% through. And we're really close to what we projected in a lot of ways, which was nice considering what we had to go on. You can see that the matching up the expenses in the first column with the 42%, they're fairly closely aligned on the income side. In the Category 2, the feast days, we had higher than we anticipated. And that, I didn't put 42% because the holy days fall on a specific date. We've had four of them. We have three to go for the fiscal year. So I just put the difference. And each of the holy days is around $50,000 to $60,000 more than we expected or budgeted on that. And Category 3, the festival, again, some of those things, camp fund, most of that comes in when the letter comes out early in the year in June, so you had part of last year and more of that income will come when those. ABC tuition is all in. We had more students than we expected, so that's a little higher on the income side. So if you have any questions about that, I'll answer them for you. But that difference line meant more than trying to do 42% because holy days fall when they fall and those special categories fall when they fall. If you want to go to the... Yeah, Peter?
So if you would take the actual revenue so far this year,
yes,
and the actual expenses so far this year, subtract the difference, that's currently what would be coming out of reserves, that difference?
The difference would be coming out of reserves, and there's also some feast expenses not in the report yet because they haven't been logged in for QuickBooks because we get boxes of, you know, we use volunteer help for the feasts, and so the boxes we get back aren't all the same. It takes quite a while to get them all put into the
between those two, the difference is better than what you figured at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it is. Although we're using some of those reserves in June before the year started as well to carry some of the expenses, so, but it's pretty close. I mean, it's closest we can come right now. The expense side, though, the next page over, actual expenses to November 30th, again, 5 months, compare with the budget. And again, I use the main one off of the GCE operation plan that we gave out to keep the numbers simple. Public proclamation, most of these are pretty well on with where we'd be. Again, not everything is spent evenly through the year. Congregational care is a little lower. Actually, it's about even because we have 3 paydays in December. One came right after December, so November 30th didn't put that money out. So one pay period, which is a pretty good chunk of change, would even that up a little bit. The education program's a little higher, but again, we're having the regional conferences and things that we need to fulfill our duty to the church and to the membership. And so in talking with our president and operation men, church comes first, people come first, God's work comes first, and when there's a question on what we're spending, you know, when I think of the $250 million we had back in 1986 and how much was spent on so many other functions, and I look at what we're doing with so little, I feel like Gideon's army. You know, Gideon wanted more people and bigger army, and we have a small army, and every time we think we need more, God says, no, I can do it with less. And United has done a lot with very little, and even more. You have to have more faith with Gideon's army. No kidding. That's and if we ever lose that, we lose that altogether. So but that's our policy, is helping people and getting the gospel out. The festivals, again, not everything is in for that yet. A little spent, most all of it was budgeted, but it hasn't all been logged. International subsidy, we're a little lower on that one than we expected, although we just hired Dan Porteous in New Zealand. That's going to come into the subsidy. And a lot of things we've done are part year. So once the year's finished, we'll have a lot better handle on where it is. I appreciate everyone's frugality and doing what's necessary in other areas. It's going to give us a good handle as a base year to be able to build on for the future. And I'm thankful for that. Facilities, again, we got a presentation. You know, we are expanding, you know, at the seams with this building, the warehouse space we need, and other things. So there's a presentation, if it has time, on what we can do with this building and what it would cost. And I've got numbers and things that won't be part of this presentation, but we'll bring up as God blesses us. Again, we're not. I look at some of the other groups that are trying to build monuments themselves, and we're trying to build a warehouse and a hall. So any monuments to us aren't going to be labeled as grandiose and whatever, but they're going to be very functional and do the work. And if we decide to do that, so where we are in that, the main facilities and the expenses and things that go through, we're under budget a bit on that. Management in general, the home office and the council. Council is. You know, we're pretty much where we are, and hopefully down the road we'll be able to do some electronic conferences and not some of the transportation charges. And all of us are pitching in to save where we can. I'm housing a couple of council members now, save a few bucks here and there, inviting people over to dinner. One of the things I'm going to ask the council, I've told several, is when the council comes in, I'd like for you to go meet some of the staff. You know, Rudy back there, others. I mean, you know them, but what I'd like to do is have some of you go to their homes, and I'm going to offer to pay for the dinner for the staff member. I mean, you get $20 for whatever person anyway, but I'd like for them to be able to have a meal with you guys and invite them over for a meal or something, and so you could eat with them, talk with them, and get to know them as a family, because we're all brothers and sisters. These are kind of like, well, I guess we got to call them our grandchildren, some of them, a lot younger, more the age of our kids and our grandkids. So, and again, it won't cost any more than it does if you go out to dinner, but I know some of them would love to have you over, but it's expensive to invite people over, so that way they can feed their family and you at the same time. And I'm hoping to have that for our next meeting, so some of you can go visit whomever lives in the area that works here and ask about their job. The one thing you can do to find out how happy they are and if things are progressing is to sit down and talk with them and eat with them. And I told Mr. Armstrong that. He was unhappy because he felt cut off. And I said, Mr. Armstrong, I'm getting everybody in this office, because if I'm cutting you off, if I get people in here, they'll tell you. If I don't have people in here, you have no idea whether I'm cutting you off or not. And none of you are cut off. You can walk through the offices. I know you do now and you know them, but I'd really like for you to become friends and family with all the staff here, because we have some really good people. And that's something I want to do. The insurance and health care, again, I mentioned you have the numbers there. That's down, thankfully. We'll keep praying for that. In total, we're running about where we planned, and we did it on faith. The income side, you know, we're using some reserves, and the income projections, obviously, we're going to spend more than just the income projections. That's why the expenses are higher, because we budgeted to spend more than the income was going to be. Based on lunch is being prepared, I can hear it.
But,
so again, we are using reserves because we plan to use reserves, so our income isn't going to equal the expenses from the standpoint of the Category 1, 2, and 3 because we budgeted use of reserves. But I'm glad to see they're as close as they are. We may not have to use as much reserves as we needed. And God knows exactly where, what we need, when we need it, and like all of you, He'll send it. And we just have to be prudent and wise in how we do it.
Aaron, did I miss where the reserves? How much do we have right now in reserves? Did I miss that?
Bank account's $2.3 million right now.
Is everything in from the fee side accounts?
Not everything, mostly. And then we got that one donation that's not in the bank yet, but most of it is deposited. Yes.
So, just refresh my memory. How much did we budget to use of reserves this year?
$2 million.
And where are we in regard to that?
Probably using about half, well, a third of it right now. We got some bills coming up and things we're doing that we'll have to pay.
Today.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we do better and don't have to use as much. But again, we're trying to keep the momentum going and use our reserves to make a nice smooth transition in this.
Aaron?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? So right now, looking at this, we our new reality at this point is approximately we're 60% of where we were last year. You're saying it's down 32, so that means 60% of our new reality.
As far as the income?
Right. We started at, what was the figure of the reserves? It was 2.3?
2.3 is what we planned to
and
use.
And we're looking at using less than half of that at this point?
As the bills come in, different things come in, and you know we get the publishing for the magazines and things come in big lump sums, so it kind of jumps around.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to get overall that.
But I would say right at this moment, that's where we are. Again, the health care has helped us a lot. If that jumps up, that could cost us, and again, pray for everyone's health. That's a big figure. And again, we had a lot of new blood, a lot of younger blood, and it's exciting. When you're exciting, your health's better. It's just like they say, laughter's good. Excitement's good, too. And I think we've got the right kind of excitement. Right?
Let's laugh. I'm just scratching my head. I think it's John.
Yes.
While you're here, just to give us an overview, obviously, our income mostly comes from the members. And we don't have a clear understanding here of the membership as far as the numbers go, but we see that in various reports here last year, it says in some material we were given that there were 21,000 members attending worldwide, and now it's down to 12,000, a substantial
yes.
number dropping off, not quite half, but approaching that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where that figures into income. What are you seeing as far as the percentage? Is it holding at about 28 to 30%
okay.
drop?
About 32, 33, give
okay.
or take the month, and the scheduling of the feast and combining October, September from 2 years rather than try to separate them because the feast was in September last year and October this year, et cetera. But I would say I'm hoping that we settle the end of the year at about 30% below last year instead of the 40 we thought.
Okay.
And it gets hard. December's always a big month, too, a cash influx. And how much of that will happen this year? Because usually it's your big donors that have the tax problems that donate at the end of the year to get the tax breaks. And how much most of our widows and members that give the mic don't have tax problems. They don't consider December the tax-giving month. So we'll find out how that plays out. When December's done, we'll know more. I mean, each month helps us.
I was just going to point out on the attendance. Mm-hmm. In United News, we reported at the feast last year, 19,000 some worldwide attendance, and this year 12,800. Well, the year before, it was closer to 21,000.
Okay.
As far as just percentages go, But last year we reported 19,000 some worldwide attendance at the feast, and this year 12,800.
Almost 13,000.
Almost 13,000.
Yeah. It's about a third. It's kind of playing out the income.
So you're not approaching half. It's, you know, you're not approaching half. We're at 62 to 62, which is there's a difference between half and 62 to.
Yeah.
Measurable difference.
We lost about a third of the elders worldwide and about a third of the membership, roughly.
Yes.
So it's a third of the income.
But we've got growth. We've got the seats out there, and I'm very encouraged.
And in this discussion, it'd be helpful because also it's not only our membership that's donating, but we have a bank of donors and co-workers, and it's always been very important for the well-being of the church.
Yes.
Which we do have.
Absolutely.
Have remained with us, right?
They remained, but if some of them transfer over as membership, then we hopefully keep getting new replacements. Well, I feel very encouraged with everything that's happening, and like I said, that's like the fish and the bread, and it goes by, it keeps multiplying, and it's only through God's Spirit and His help. Any other questions? Turn to the chairman.